You are now listening to Doing the Absolute Most Podcast with Lala and Minnie.
Welcome to Doing the Absolute Most Podcast. I'm Lala. That's Minnie in DC. Hey, boo.
Hey.
What's good in DC today?
Nothing.
I don't know why it's so funny right now.
I mean, the days are longer. I'm still basking in that. I missed my hour. It killed me. Mm-hmm. But, like, the sun is out. One, because the sun hasn't been out at all. Because mm-hmm. DC, the D is for dreary. And that's all it's been forever and forever. It's always just raining. And so, the sun, it's been sunny.
All right. One, that's good.
It's been almost 60 degrees.
Woo! Sweater weather.
Won't he do it?
Yes, it will.
Of course, Friday it's supposed to be almost 70, but it's going to storm.
Oh, a storm. A DC storm.
A DC storm.
Not a good old Texas storm we had today.
No. I've been here 3 years, mm-hmm.
A little change.
3 years, a little over 3 years. I've heard thunder like twice. I think I've seen lightning two or maybe three times.
That was probably the first 15 minutes of this rainstorm.
The thunder
this
was like, and it was like, no, it's a storm coming. Like, they were so, I was like, that's not a real thunder. Like, my windows didn't even rattle. Like, thunder? I don't know. It's so shameful. I'm like, you all don't even know good storms.
I love that you're so Texan. You don't know good storms.
Yeah, I'm like, they're like, oh, it's a storm, and I'm like, it's not storming. They're like, it really is. I was like, it is not, though.
This is just rain.
The one time it did storm, like, I came home, and the whole tree was, like, the little tree out in the median was missing, and I was like, what happened? Like, two of the trees, and they're like, oh, we got a storm. I'm like, of course you did, because I flew out. Like, it literally was getting cloudy when I was on my way to the airport, and then I came back home after the weekend, and I was like, what happened to the trees? And they were like, oh, yeah, a storm came through here. I'm like, of course it did. Naturally. Is it? So yeah, I mean, soon it'll be, it's March, soon it'll be cherry blossom season.
I would say, yeah, cherry blossom season. Touristy.
Touristy. So, we're on the brink of that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, other than that, it's just typical political rallying, rioting, protesting, and brunching.
And brunching.
Always brunching.
Always.
What about the good old Metroplex, God's country?
Well, it's been gloomy the last 2 days. Rain, and then it rained this morning really badly to where the alarms and the sirens went off. I heard zero sirens. I got all the rain, I got the rain, the thunder, the shaking of the windows. I got it all.
I haven't heard a siren since 2015.
I didn't hear it either, so. Like, I'm looking on Facebook before Facebook went down today, and I'm like, oh, the sirens woke me up. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. I just slept. Kept enjoying the rain.
I don't know when last time I heard a weather alert on my phone.
Mine pop up, but they don't go off. So I just happen to look at my phone.
I haven't had either.
Turn it all off. Turn it.
I would like one.
Next time I'll just forward it too. Be like, here's a screenshot.
Forward the sound. I should make that my alarm.
The siren.
The siren.
I'll have somebody else record it since I can't hear it over here. There was a couple people like on the east side were like, oh yeah, I heard. I was like, okay, well, I'm glad. Well, some of us will be protected. Not all of us. I mean, but nothing really happened. It was just like high winds. Now they do the alarms for like high winds.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, when it's high, yeah.
So it was 70 mile per hour plus winds. So that happened. And just a lot of rain. And it really didn't even last that long. I woke up and it was like probably midway through it. And then promptly went back to sleep. And then, like, it was like the heavy rain, and then the thunder and lightning came after that, and that's what lulled me back to sleep, was the gentle thunder sounds.
At least when I hear thunder is when I listen to Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks.
and the thunder rose. Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally it.
Wow, that just took me really back to the 90s.
I want to take a quick sidebar.
Yes.
Garth Brooks does not allow his music to be streamed, and it really bothers me. Like, you can't even buy it on iTunes.
Right. I mean,
you can't stream it on Spotify.
I mean, he got enough money before Spotify. He's like, I don't need all this.
Right, right, I get it. But yeah. I gotta go pull out my Discman to listen. Come on, Garth.
Can you put it in your laptop?
My laptop ain't got no CD. I'm like, come on, Garth, it's 2019. You ain't gonna give us no MP3. I gotta go burn it.
You gotta go convert it. You gotta convert it to an MP3. And then upload it. Yes. I think Aaliyah also doesn't have her stuff on iTunes and on streaming services, except for the R. Kelly stuff, or the first album. That's the only one that's on there.
I bet it is.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Because she probably doesn't own it. So, yeah, Taylor Swift wasn't even on there until the last couple of years, or she wasn't on all of them. I know she was, on Apple, but then...
Yeah, I'm like, not even streaming for free. I'm like, that's cool. I can't even buy it on iTunes. Like, what?
Yeah. Music.
Yeah, I was really trying to hear Friends in Low Places the other day, and I was like, I can't find it.
That's the jam.
I had to go to YouTube, try that true.
Was it the video, or was it the live version?
No, it's the live version. The video is not on YouTube.
Oh.
So it was like the live, but the first one was a scam, because as soon as I heard the first vocal cord tremble, I was like, this ain't no Garth Brooks. Like, who is this? But they had his picture on there, so I got out there, and then I found the real one.
You and your scams.
It was a scam.
Who's this number calling me?
A scam. A scammer.
A scammer, a liar, and a thief. Which is a great segue into our first topic, called Varsity Blues. Where, what?
I don't know this.
Yes, you do. You do. Because that was the secret name for the parents paying the universities to get their dumbass kids.
From the Full House to the Big House.
Yes.
Yeah.
From the Full House to the Big House. Yes.
Big House.
So there were.
I saw today the comment that said, "You mean Wake Up San Francisco is gonna be reporting live from the Big House?"
I am enjoying the memes of Aunt Becky. Wasn't Aunt Becky? Becky.
Yeah.
In the Big House with her orange jumpsuit on.
I haven't seen that one. I need to see. I haven't seen any memes.
I will. Since I've been on a vacay, and before whatchamacallit broke down, Facebook.
Well, I will say, character-wise, if Felicity Huffman, I'm sure she's been in other things, but the only thing I care about her being in was she was in Desperate Housewives.
Right.
And Felicity Huffman is Lynette, and Lynette is Frank Gallagher's wife. Figure that all out. So,
bunch of scammers and liars and thieves.
A bunch of scammers. All Frank Gallagher does is scam. No wonder he plays that so well. So, I was like, this is very typical Lynette. If Desperate Housewives is still a show, this is a Lynette move.
Yes.
Through and through.
Yes. So, for those who don't know, there is a huge scandal with about, I think it said 50 parents.
Yes.
Who have been.
We're down to 50.
50 who have been paying colleges, or actually not, yeah,
well,
colleges.
Guy, he's like the liaison.
Yes.
And he goes and he bribes, but it's like so intricate. Like, they were taking SATs and getting the answers corrected. Some of them took tests at home.
He would go back in and correct the answers.
Yes, Aunt Becky, she had her daughter. They acted as though they were recruiting her as an athlete.
Yes.
And they literally photoshopped her face on a crew member's body. Like, she really was playing, like, she really was a crew athlete, and tried to get her to go and get into school.
Hold on.
They made Felicity Huffman, Lynette, and Frank Gallagher, they paid $500,000.
Yeah, that's what it was, what's her name? Lori Loughlin paid $500,000. They only paid $15,000 which is still a lot of money.
That's right. That's right. Swap.
Yeah. So hold on. I have. Let me see.
No,
I got.
I didn't know that Becky Sussman was designer of Mossimo.
Yeah. That's where all that money comes from.
I didn't know they had money. I mean, and Becky. Oh, you were talking about Uncle Jesse. I ain't watched Fuller House. I tried one episode, and they tried to like throw that little shade at Michelle, and I was kind of like, okay.
I never watched this reboot.
Yeah, I got it. I watched it for like 7 minutes, and I was like, whew.
Yes. So this here, I grabbed some notes. In or about summer of 2017, Huffman and CW1, that's the guy, the proctor, exchanged multiple emails how to obtain 100% extra time on the SAT for her daughter. So she was paying for both her daughters, Felicity Huffman. In or about late 2017, October, Dvorsky completed paperwork to move Huffman's daughter exam from her own high school to the West Hollywood Test Center so that he could assist her with her tests. On or about December 1st, 2017, CW2 flew from Tampa to Los Angeles. He advised investigators at the time he was in Los Angeles to proctor an SAT or an ACT, facilitated cheating by either correcting the student's answers after the test or by actively assisting the student through the exam. What? Ultimately, Huffman's daughter received a score of 1420 on the SAT, an improvement of approximately 400 points over her PSAT taken without CW2 1 year earlier. Then they paid Dvorsky $40,000 for administering this SAT to Huffman's daughter and three other students. Well, they paid. So basically, they paid more than the $15,000, but
he had like $25 million. And bribe money that he had collected from these 50 parents.
Right. That is.
And then it didn't just stop with him, because it wasn't just the testing. He was also going to the school, like going to coaches. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like, oh, I flipped the test, whatever. Of course, guaranteed, he already pled guilty. I feel like he'll go to prison. It's a felony.
Right.
I feel like Lynette and Becky, I don't know. I think
they might do a little bit of time, only because they want to make an example out of them. It's not going to be like years.
It's going to be the same prison that Teresa Giudice went in when she was coloring her hair. I mean, that's not going to be too...
Right.
Too much. But, yeah, I feel like they should have to do something. If we're in the cycle of making examples out of people, we're going to make an example out of Jesse. Even though,
right, that's a whole.
what's done is done. Okay. We're not talking about no more. But I feel like if we're gonna make an example, then right, let's make an example.
And then the worst part of this all is Lori Loughlin's daughter, who is an internet or Instagram influencer, and is shown on video saying, "I don't really care about school. I'm just going for the parties."
That's what I really wonder. Did the kids even know, or was it kind of like a thing of, I'm going to tell my kid to apply here so they'll feel good, like, you know, like, so that's what I really wonder, like, did these kids even know, because how embarrassing.
Right. But they're never in class anyway. I mean, Lori Loughlin's daughter, Sophia, she is never in school. She was like, her main thing was like, oh, you know, I'm going to talk to my professors and all this stuff because, you know, I have an assignment here in Europe and I'm supposed to do this ad campaign here. And I'm like, they're not
ad
even going to.
Ad campaign
gonna,
for what?
I don't know. It was something that she couldn't talk about. I saw it like on YouTube or like a brief little thing about. She didn't say the name of it. But yeah, she had to go to Europe for this and she was apparently not ever going to be in class. And I'm just like, your parents just paid $500,000 for your dumb ass just to not. But I mean,
half a mil in retrospect to.
Right.
What's half a mil?
So, and then what happens for me? Like, I would like to know what happens to the students. Do they still go to school, or does where do we go from here? And I think that's
a
question.
I mean, at this point, you need to be kicked out.
Yeah.
Well, that's if they knew. If not, then I say, okay, If I can't prove that you knew, cool. I want you to test now.
Right.
See what your aptitude is and see if you can get in.
Right.
If you can, then you can stay. If not,
you gotta go. Toodaloo. Make some space for some other people who are blaming affirmative action.
That's what I'm like. Y'all real quiet. All I hear y'all talk about is affirmative action. Y'all real quiet.
It be your own people sometimes. Scamming you. That was one of the memes. It be your own people. And they had that girl that was trying to get into, what was it, UT? And she wouldn't get into UT. Sorry, I can't talk. And they had her on a meme. I'll send that to you because that was greatness. Like, it's exactly. It'd be your own people.
Her.
Yeah.
And her trifling ways.
It'd be your own people. It'd be your own people. More in Caucasian news. So, did you hear about the woman that climbed into the enclosure with the jaguar?
Listen. Y'all gonna quit crying about being a victim after y'all do dumb stuff. You went out your way to go within a barrier to get a selfie for the gram. Probably don't even have a GoFundMe right now. I don't even, probably got 12 followers, 14 friends on Facebook, 6 or 7 are your family members. It wasn't that serious. It's never that serious. She's, to me, I felt like she was fortunate that, I mean, that it sliced her arm.
Yeah.
But she wasn't even like heavily bleeding. Like she was.
It was just all fat. It was just all like a layer of fat.
She was so fortunate. Like I'm sure it hurt, but. And then she's so fortunate that the people were quick thinking that the man ran over and the other man's mom threw the water bottle to distract.
The jaguar.
Mm-hmm. Because I would have been like, I'm probably not gonna love you. Like, listen. I don't know why people, I don't know. The zoo is already tricky as is.
Right.
I will say I don't agree with the zoos.
Right.
However, I do understand taking kids to, I know people are like, oh, well, why if you don't, because there's so many other people doing it, it's not going to close down.
Right. You're never
so
going to read
the
zoos.
Like, as a kid, I kind of want a kid to know. It's something that I think we could discuss.
Right.
Like, oh, these animals should probably really be in their own home.
In their own environment, the wild.
We learn about environments. I think that's a good teachable moment. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not going to deny a kid. I took Josiah to the zoo.
Right.
If he asked me to go again,
I'm about to go to the zoo.
Tell him no. If he asked me to go to the circus, I have very strong feelings about that. I might just be at the circus because he's never experienced it.
Right.
And I don't know that he would ever, when he would ever be able to experience it in the near future. So if he asked me, I would probably be like,
let's think of some alternative activities.
I think I would really battle with it because I would be like, okay, I don't want to, but for sure the circus, we would have to use as a teachable moment.
Right.
You know, like, oh, this is really neat, but you know, like the elephants, they don't have anywhere to go. You know, like we would have to really talk about, drive past some trailers and be like, you know, it's probably not that good for this, like, and go from there. But I don't like, the last time we were at the zoo, the gorilla exhibit at the zoo in DC is one wall of it. So there are little, like, fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they don't have, and so if they climb up to the top of the tree, I guess then they can look out to some trees I can see back there. But they don't have anything to look at except all the glass where they see the humans.
Oh, okay.
And it's, first of all, I don't think two gorillas are supposed to be together from what I know about gorillas and male wild animals. They got two silverbacks together in a cage, which I don't like because I feel like that's for entertainment purposes.
Right.
As a pissing contest. So they're like running around, and then they would run, and one would like run full speed and jump on the glass and like bang the glass. And so white people were like, ooh, that's so cool. I was like, that glass was shaking though.
Like, I'll be back here.
Yeah, like I was like, I heard like glass shaking, And I was like, I don't watch too many Planet of the Apes. Like, y'all kiki, and Caesar about to come and be like, rise up! And then it's over. And so, you know, like, first Josiah was watching. But the gorilla, monkeys, gorillas, primates, they're smart.
Right.
So, although the people were acting like the gorillas were dumb, like, oh, they put on a show for us. No, because then the gorilla turned and put his butt cheeks and spread them and put them on the glass. Like, he was tired of us.
Show's over, ladies.
He literally did. Like, he made a few bad gestures, and I was like, this is not really kid-friendly. But white people were, like, loving it. White people were, like, a little more, like, that's crazy, man. Come on. Let's go to the next. Yeah, they're like, okay, we're interested. But white people loved it as a whole in that moment where I was there.
Yeah.
White people were, like, crazy about it. And I was like, every time he would run and hit that glass, it was like, boom, and it was shaking. And I was like, that gorilla probably got a map in the back. And he like, if I keep hitting it at this point 333 times, it's going to break.
It's going to crack.
It's going to crack. And so I was just like, I don't know. However, historically, it's not going to go over well. Historically,
yes,
the majority find entertainment in suffering.
Oh, yes.
And captivity. So I guess I kind of was like, oh, okay. I can't really be too surprised. But I was just like, but it's like always pushing to the limit. Every time catastrophes happen at the zoo, it's never minorities. I ain't seen a minority fall in no pit with a bear, a gorilla, a rhino. I never saw no minority get drugged by his feet by a gorilla. I never seen a minority. I've seen Kenyans walk with hyenas and any accidents like this.
No.
Wild hyenas straight out the deck. Like, ain't had no issues like this. I just saw a video last week of the majority, mm-hmm. sitting at a table with an African elephant. First of all, you got to know your species. African elephants and Asian elephants is two totally different.
Correct.
Temperaments, two totally different vibes. And I guess my cute thing is, like, I feel like because the majority like their entertainment, that's what they care about, the entertainment. There's no way I would be sitting with a wild animal with no barrier, and I don't know anything about the animal.
Right.
So, in this video, they're sitting at a table like they're about to have brunch. Like, they're just sitting at a restaurant. Cups, plates, china, all on the table. And there's an elephant with no barrier. And he may be, I don't know, he may be 20 feet away. I really don't know if he's 20 feet away. And two are sitting with their back to him. And the guy across the table is recording, and I assume that he's looking in the direction he's recording,
mm-hmm.
which one, you don't ever stare an animal in the eye.
Correct.
Never, not ever. And then when I turned the video on, the elephant like flapped his ears once, and I was like, right then I was like, ooh,
it's about to go down.
They kept recording, and then the two with their backs turn and look at him. And I was like, they don't know an elephant. Like, they don't know when an elephant flares his ears like that. Like, so the elephant, first he like flopped him, then he flared him. I was like, awesome. He came over there and then he did it so smooth, just like African. He just like knocked the whole table, knocked one over, knocked the table over, knocked the next guy over. Like, and then they were like, oh, bad boy. What?
He just acted normal.
You're in his habitat, and you're gonna tell him he's bad? Like,
you invading his space.
You scared at him. Yeah, like, I was just like, that's so asinine to me. Like, you're saying bad boy, he's a wild animal, you're in his habitat, and then you stared at him. I was like, you see, he didn't go after the Africans. They were standing to the side. Like, I was like, you see, he came to y'all because you were staring at him. He made the motion. He never once charged anybody else. And I'm like, what? I don't understand, like, is like.
I don't get it either. I don't know.
Was the gift?
Was it worth it? Was it worth it?
Like, I don't understand it. Like, what? What is the fascination with animals? Like, you couldn't get a good enough picture in the where you were?
Right.
It's a zoo. We knew you weren't out on the wherever jaguars live. I don't even know where they live.
Not currently at this moment.
We knew you weren't there, so you aren't fooling us.
Right.
So, like, what was the point? Why couldn't you just take the picture and be that? I don't know. But all I would say is I still have yet to see a minority get attacked by animal diseases.
We're going to research that. But I have not seen it.
And I feel like that should be noted, and the majority should take heed.
I didn't like, they talked to her afterwards. She had her arm wrapped up. And she's like, yeah, I knew there was a fence, and I climbed the fence. And I knew what the fence was for, but they need to make it higher next time so I can't, somebody like me will come.
Always the victim.
Always the victim. You knew better. You a grown-ass woman.
You climbed a barrier.
Yes.
That was doing a great job of keeping the jaguar where it was.
Right.
It was sufficient. It was working. It was doing everything it needed to do.
It was doing its job.
You climbed it as a full well-knowing adult, got attacked, and now it's their fault that the fence wasn't higher. Child. Okay. I mean, and forgive.
Exactly.
Like, really? Like, what kind of thought process is that? Like, no sense of owning that to my own act. Like, hey, you know, that was real stupid. I own that.
Right.
So it's somebody else's fault.
My first question when I read the story, did they put the jaguar down? Like,
that was my first concern.
I don't care about her. She knew better. Once I saw it, it was just like, I said, she gonna be all right. But is the animal still alive?
Audio to the video, but in the video, it looked like she was hollering.
That looked like it hurt.
Yeah, because she had like a tie and everything. I'm sure it hurt, but all the extra hollering, what do you think was gonna happen?
A selfie, a great selfie. That's what she thought was going to happen.
And that's really the sad part of society. That there have been so many injuries and even deaths over taking selfies and trying to get the shot.
For the gram,
for YouTube. Even what's the, there's a group on YouTube that travels all these different places and they fell off the water, waterfall.
Well,
they died, like three of them. Uh-huh. And they went to the edge of the waterfall, so I guess they thought it was, I don't know what happened in the current, got too high. And it was like three of them, and the whole group didn't, but two or three of them fell to their death. And I'm like,
what do you think was going to happen once?
There are some, like, what, at Victoria Falls, right. I think, you can get at the edge. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would. But you can. I've seen other people do it because it's like a shelf.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I think the barrier is. Mm-hmm. Wherever they were, I don't know that was the case, but I'm like, I'm sure they could have gotten a vantage point 5 feet away that was just as good. And so I'm just like, people, what are we really doing as a society? Like,
for the gram. All for the gram.
And she probably was taking on a cell phone, an iPhone 5. It was probably going to blur anyway. Like, she did all this for what?
An iPhone 5.
I
can totally see what that little ass camera, like,
yeah,
half the size.
Like, I'm like, you know, when you're taking pictures, that jaguar probably saw himself in that screen and was like, hell no. Like,
I didn't authorize this photo.
No.
I didn't sign a release.
Went straight northwest. No pictures, please. I said no pictures.
No pictures.
I said no pictures. And here you are.
In my home. Come into my home to take pictures.
I have a feeling that cat meowed or something, and she still was like, over there.
I might watch the whole video. I've just seen her when she's like the gash, them trying to help her.
The whole video.
I mean, maybe they. I'm gonna see if they have more of the video, but I don't. We'll see. Once I saw the gash, I was like, "That's your fault. Can't do it. I don't feel bad for you."
Yeah, He got it to the white meat.
He wanted white meat today. He got it.
To the white meat.
He got the white meat today. I just don't understand, like, the audacity.
I mean, the fact that, you know, the old saying, like, oh, you play with fire, you get burned. Like, now that we got to say you play with jaguars, you get attacked. Like,
she got snatched. She's lucky to be alive. Like,
that's what I thought was the fortunate part for her. That he got her wrist and not...
Yes.
Scratch her neck and cut something like that. He got just got her wrist. She was so fortunate.
Mm-hmm. She's so lucky. So lucky. Speaking of luck, our lovely Jennifer Lopez is engaged for the fifth time. Can you name all five of the people she's been engaged to?
Ooh. Mark Anthony?
Yes. I have the list. Let's see how many you know.
Oh, her dancer. I went blank. Chris? No.
No, you're right.
That's Chris. Yeah, I was like Chris.
Chris Judd.
Yes. Ben?
Did yep.
she get engaged to Ben?
Yeah, yes. Because, yeah, they got engaged but never married, and they were in the video together.
Yes, he kissed her booty.
Yes, on the boat. You might not get the last one. The first one. The first one is Ohani Noha. No,
yeah.
No, I'm probably saying it wrong. and then, of course, A-Rod.
Now, I'm going to say this. I really like A-Rod. So, if I hope she sees... I don't know J-Lo personally. Go figure.
I don't know her.
But I feel like J-Lo has Halle Berry syndrome.
Okay. Explain.
Because she's the common denominator in all of this.
Okay.
When she married Mark Anthony, they divorced like 4 days before the wedding. I mean, they split 4 days before the wedding.
Right.
Now, I don't know why, but I do feel like, now J-Lo, sis. Like, what's really... I don't know. I hope so, because I really like A-Rod. I like them together.
I do like them together.
I didn't care for her with Mark Anthony. I'm not going to tell you no lie. I never was wild about that. Her and Chris Judd, I was like...
That was a rebound from... Was it Diddy?
I thought Ben Affleck was the rebound from Diddy.
No, because, yeah, okay, it was Diddy, Chris Judd, then Ben Affleck, and then they never
Chris
got married.
Chris Judd, I thought, may have had a real chance. Ben Affleck, I was like, she ain't gonna be with no Ben Affleck.
And okay. That he was still being wild and young, and...
I didn't think she was really gonna be with him. A-Rod, I like them together. I like A-Rod in general. I hope it's, I hope it lasts. But I'm just not overly excited. I mean, I'm excited, but I'm like...
I mean, this is number five, Jennifer. You've been engaged. Five.
I guess my thing is, like, what are you really excited after that many times? Like, at this point, she ought to be able to sniff out an engagement. Like, she was probably like, oh, he about to propose in 12 hours. I feel it. Like, her engagement radar was going off.
She should teach a master class, because there's some girls in Hollywood that need to.
I don't need to know if they ended in a successful marriage. I'm good. She ain't no better than the rest of them.
At least she got the ring. Some girls can't get the ring.
What good is the ring if you not doing anything? I mean, she gave Chris Judd his ring back?
I think so.
But I don't think she gave she kept Mark Anthony's ring.
Right. I think she kept Ben's, too. I think if they're both established, well, I mean, her and Martha Andy, they were both established, but I think more they're older, kids are almost grown-ish.
Them kids about 10 years old?
10, 8 years left. Well, his kids are almost grown. Grown-ish. They about to be preteens. almost done. Almost over and done. So.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope, like, this is it. I feel like they have a beautiful wedding and stuff, so but I'm like, I really like A-Rod, so I just want her to, like, he stands for her so hard.
Yes, he is her number one fan.
so, so hard. So I'm just like, okay, J-Lo, like, don't be Jenny from the block. You done on the block now. Chill out.
Be, yeah. It's, I love when he's like, when they're at those concerts and she performing, he's like right there recording with his little camera, like.
He ain't got an iPhone 5 either. He makes sure he get all the angles.
Got that new iPhone X, whatever level we're at now. But they're adorable. I hope it works. People have been calling her like the Elizabeth Taylor of our times. I'm like, no. I don't know. Okay, if they don't work out, who else could she be with?
She need to get back with Diddy. He free now.
Have we checked on Diddy? I mean, he might be a little sick.
It's fine. Hopefully he can be as good as Cassie, because she living her best life.
Best life. It's like they would never... Diddy who? Sean who?
I mean, but if you're going to move on...
Right.
Move.
And she moved. And she got tired.
Like, oh, well, she jumped with somebody too soon. I'm like, no... When they told us they broke up, don't mean they hadn't already been mm-hmm. broken up. I never thought that when they announced it, that it had just happened. I feel like it was something that they been dealing with, cope with. Okay, now we're good. Let's go ahead and make a statement.
Yeah, we'll make an announcement. People, I don't think she'd ever get back with Diddy.
J-Lo?
Yeah.
I mean. She ain't lasted with no other national ethnicity. She might as well.
Wow.
I mean, has she? So, I mean, she might as well go ahead and try it.
I'm sorry. I see no lies there. Just taking it back. Taking it back.
Girl, keep your
grill on trail. Is she gonna get married 8 times? I mean, she's only technically married. This will be her 4th time, so.
4th time get married?
Yeah.
You said she only technically. That's every time.
Except for Ben.
This will be her 5th time.
Oh, well, she didn't get married to Ben. She got 5 rings, but only wed 4 times.
She's gonna be Ariana Grande's auntie. 7 rings.
Damn it. Why are you like this?
I'm not mad. I'm just like, J-Lo. Because my thing is, like, people are like, oh, that's J-Lo. Leave her alone. I'm like, but hold on now. If this was Kim or Chloe, I'm going to call this baby's baby girl.
Right.
No exceptions. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see where this goes. Speaking of.
I wonder where they're going to get married. If they get married at a bodega. In the Bronx.
Bye.
Completely converted.
What are they gonna serve?
What you mean?
The bodega snacks.
I believe they're gonna be in the back. Whipping the work. I wanna come to the reception. Just eat.
You just want some tortillas.
All of them.
Bam.
Churros, all of it.
Well, I'm sorry. That's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting wedding. So we were talking about Kim and Khloe. Kylie and Jordan had a meeting.
Kylie and Jordan ain't never stopped talking. This is their first public meeting. Jordan was crying on Kylie's floor when she was getting moved out, telling her all about it in her bedroom while she was putting Stormy to sleep. They ain't never stop being friends.
Friends forever?
Kylie gonna unfollow Khloe before she unfollowed Jordan.
Well, damn.
They're just closer.
Right.
I think Khloe is very, I'm sure, sisterly, and Kylie both very much so. But she and Jordan are closer in age. I'm sure there's things that Khloe still lives her own life. Jordan has her own life, but she caters to being there, the rock for
Kylie,
and vice versa. So I feel like they've shared a lot different things. That's why the whole family has unfollowed Jordan, but Kylie. She's not gonna, like, she's not, which I respect that. I don't know what I would do in that situation, though.
Right. I don't know either.
Because out of code, I feel like...
Yeah.
However, according to Jordan, they weren't together.
Right.
And my thing also is kind of like, you got to be smarter than this. No tea, no shade. I love you. Really love you. But if my man having a party and you at his house and I'm not there, off top, we got problems.
We got problems.
We got problems. So I feel like, you know, if you knew she was there and you were like, okay, then how surprised can you be? That's something that, I don't know why Jordan even felt comfortable doing it, to tell the right. truth. Off top, I think that's very odd. That's very shady. But it is what it is. However, she learned from the best.
Absolutely correct. Would you be mad if she was there, like, spying for Chloe? Been like,
yeah, Chloe better get a PI.
Let me tell you what's
Jordan,
going on.
Jordan is not going to be the sweetie to Kylie that sweetie was to Kim Zolciak. She not. So she better not be up in there spying.
Understandable. I mean,
you want to spy, get a private eye. I'm not the one.
But I don't want your situation. That can we get that on a shirt? I don't want your situation. I'm pretty sure somebody is selling it somewhere.
I'm pretty sure somebody has to be. If Jordan was smart, she would have capitalized on that. No, actually, she should. Don't. She should be friends with Kylie. Don't. On second thought, don't do it. Have your friend do it and y'all split the profits.
Exactly. Do it on the DL.
Yeah, do it on the DL.
You know, Kris Jenner probably already got those t-shirts already somewhere. And not saying it's part of their brand, but or part of them, but still getting a cut from it. Because she, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
Every time.
I need a new Mominger.
You said you need a new one?
I need a Mominger, like Kris Jenner.
I mean, you got to be ready to do something strange.
Well, a little change. This is true. Okay, I'll pass. I'll stay my regular life. Just, yeah, a little strange is the kindest word you could use for it.
Yes.
I do enjoy your Star Wars shirt there, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. It's all thing. But it really is old.
I was going to say, did you buy it pre-worn, or is it years
ago? No, it came out at Target. Target men's has the best t-shirts ever. The women's are trash, and they're shaped like hexagons or something. Like, I don't know who is built, those shirts are built for, but I don't like them.
Please know that I'm going to go to Target and be like, damn, this is shaped like a hexagon.
It's shaped like this. It's like a square, but all like a rectangle. I don't know. It's the worst shapes ever.
Yeah.
So I always go, I feel like every Target trip, I always make my way by the men's section to see if they got any new t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Just to see and then like keep going.
I'm the same way. It's like, women's trashed. Men's, let's see if they got the real stuff. That's where I got my little Jurassic Park, Purple Rain.
Right, yeah.
Those are the best.
You know, I got a, well, I don't know, age-wise, you might have been too cool and too old or too mature for this. Did you ever watch Goof Troop? I mean, a Goofy movie?
I've seen it once.
Well, first, that's the problem, because Kevin Campbell was Powerline. It was good.
Might be a little old for me, ma'am.
Tevin Campbell is Powerline. And I did get a Powerline tour t-shirt. It's got tour dates on the back. And I got it from Target. And when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta have this.
Oh, Lord. What do I do with you?
Powerline, listen, I still know the song, the words to the songs.
From what I've seen, it's a pretty good movie. It's an entertaining movie. I just only saw it once. Like, Leah and I were just chilling at my grandparents' house, and she was like, let's watch this movie. All right, we're going to watch. I was like, okay, this is pretty cool, but that's one time.
The guy with the cheese, he's like, Leaning Tower of Cheese. Listen, Gucci movie is it. I don't care what anybody says.
I love how we always get derailed.
Just like that.
So you will be proud of me.
Okay, I'm already proud.
I have made it halfway through Umbrella Academy.
Child!
I plan on finishing it this week.
Which
is
return.
What? so hard on me.
You're on vacation. This is the perfect time.
You're right.
Even in the storm.
I did watch it this morning. That's what I was watching this morning during the storm before I went back to sleep at 7:30. I was watching Umbrella Academy.
What episode are you on?
I'm on 6. Like, I just started 6. So, for those who don't know, Umbrella Academy is on Netflix. It's 10 episodes. It was a comic. Or was it a graphic novel? I mean, yeah. So, it's about all these children were born on this one day from women who just, bam, they were pregnant, and bam, kids pushed out, and they have these extraordinary powers. And everybody, or this one doctor adopted seven of them. Yes, yeah, seven kids. And then it kind of jumps towards today, modern times, and activities are going on. The world basically is going to end in a few days, and they're trying to figure out how to stop the world from ending. That's like the briefest synopsis of that. It's kind of hard to explain sometimes because you have like different people and their powers, and there's one.
What
girl,
do you think about Mary J. Blige's character?
It's
okay, same. I think I could do without it. Same. That long pause was.
I wish it was like, because there's only been one fight scene with her in there. I would like to see more fight scenes. It just like her and the interaction.
I didn't really utilize her that much in a way that I would like to see, other than like talking.
Right.
Know,
like, it's just a lot of.
Not because she did anything wrong or she's not good. I just think like.
It's the stereotypical sassy black woman. She's just like mean to the guy. She's bossy. It's that to me, it's a stereotype of how, you know, we are always portrayed.
Bossy, and I ain't seen her land one shot yet by episode 5. That's what you do. I was like, they done empty the whole clip.
Well, the one shot she did get of the girl that was trying to save Klaus.
Yes.
That was it, because she got it from behind. That's it.
That's it.
They done shot up the house.
Missed everything.
Yeah. So, I don't. Yeah. It's.
And I didn't understand the helmet mask thing.
The helmet mask. I mean, oh, so they won't figure, I guess who they won't see their identity, but it really shouldn't matter because.
I understand that. I'm saying, like, instead of just being a mask, it's like a big heavy dome. Like,
oh.
It's not like something that's like, oh, you quickly whip out. Like,
well, maybe that's the only thing they could find in the future since the world has been destroyed.
Well, they could travel. No,
that is true too. So
I don't know. I just was really curious. Like, is there? I haven't gone back to read because I was like, is this symbolic of something? Like, she got those goofy ears.
Yes, it's an interesting show. Say least, I do. I don't have a favorite character per se. I do like number 5. That's the young man that traveled back and that came back.
He just came out as a kid.
Yeah.
I want you to hear us starting on 6, so not quite yet. Mm-hmm. We'll have to wait because the dynamics between them starts to. That's how I was looking.
Okay.
I
do like Vanya. That's Ellen Page's character. Even though she does not have any abilities as of yet, so far, and these are all spoilers. Her abilities were masked because the dad was basically, he kind of knew how powerful she was going to be, and so he was having her take these pills, and it would mask her abilities. And so now that she has not taking these pills, her abilities are starting to show up. So. I'm going to finish before we record again. I mean, I already know what happens, but now I need to see it.
How do you know what happens?
Spoilers online.
Why would you read the spoilers?
I do this for everything.
Why?
I do it mostly like for horror movies, so I don't.
I literally just turned off a Righteous and Ratchet podcast. Mm-hmm. Because they were like, oh, if you haven't watched, they were like, we're telling you now, we're about to discuss Abducted in Plain Sight, or...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna watch, I don't care. And then they were like, if you're gonna watch, it's better for you to go into it not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang. So I turned it off just to be sure, because I was like, I thought about watching it, but I haven't watched. Wait, and you said I watched The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
I know.
I told you about that around Christmas.
I know.
The sun has set. The mists have gone. We see in the distance a long way home. That's how long it's going to take for you to watch Mrs. Maisel.
Well, next, because after we will finish this, we got to watch Abducted in Plain Sight. And then what's that other one?
Russian Doll. No,
yes, Russian Doll. Yes. So,
if you don't do anything else tonight,
oh Lord,
I want you to spare 29 minutes.
Okay.
And I want you to watch, I really want you to watch episode 1 and 2.
Miss Maisel?
No.
Oh.
That could be longer than that, but, Dating Around.
Dating Around, okay.
So they're both good, so that would be about an hour, because they're both like 28, 29 minutes.
Okay. I have time.
But only 1 and 2, because... The first one is funny. There's a girl in there named Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
A brown girl. A black girl. And then the second episode is a girl who's from Texas. And that one was like, bruh. But only the first 2 episodes. The other ones don't even look worth watching just by the info. But first 2.
All right. Text me that name later.
I will.
Because you know I'm going to forget.
Of course. You already did.
You're right. It's like, what is the name? Dating Around. What's
dating
the name
around.
Of that shit? What is Dating Around? Lord, is it going to be like, oh my God, what the hell, or...
That's exactly what you're going to be like.
Okay.
Because you're going to be like laughing, too.
Okay.
But the first episode, you're going to be laughing like, what the heck? Second episode, you're going to be laughing like, laughing to keep from crying. Like, are you serious?
Okay. Like, all right, I'm gonna watch that. Tonight, and then I will continue on with Umbrella Academy, and I will finish that.
This is why you don't finish stuff, because you already read what's gonna happen, so you don't really care.
That's not true. I finished the Killer Mike show, and I know what's gonna happen there.
That took us both forever.
Because it was a trash show. That's why.
Solo was the best episode they had to me.
I haven't read anything about The Fabulous Miss Maisel or whatever it's called. I don't know anything about that. So I'm going complete clean slate on that.
I think you will love it. And I think you will love Susie, one of the characters in it. Like, I think you will love it.
All right.
Especially if you have Jewish friends. Because Miss Maisel is like a huge thing.
Because mm-hmm.
there's like a Jewish cast. I mean, a show about a Jewish family.
Mm-hmm.
And very accurate. Like, my Jewish friends have been like, oh no, it's very accurate. Like,
okay.
The moms on Mrs. Maisel is real life Jewish moms, like okay. Jewish grandmas, et cetera, et cetera. So it was really, I loved it.
All right. That's my plan for the rest of the vacay. Except for
I watched it very hesitantly, like, okay, I'm going to check
right.
out that I would. And then I end up binging it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, till 3 and 4 in the morning, like. Like, oh, I got to rewatch this episode again because I think I fell asleep. But yeah, it was super good.
Are you going to go see Captain Marvel? Do it.
I ain't gonna tell you no lie. The reviews, they was going in on the movie.
Just go see it.
You said it talked about Coulson and it talked about Fury. So I was like,
yes.
And then I said, what do you rate it? And you said a strong 7. And I was like, oh child.
Listen, okay, it's better than the first 2 Thor movies because those are trash.
I know, you said that like it was really like you're really telling me something.
For an introductory story, it's pretty good. It's solid.
I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. Was Coulson in the movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, more than just...
No, he was... well, I take it back. It might have been more, yeah, more like... He shows up a few times. But no more than maybe...
Is Fury in the movie?
Oh, yeah. Fury is a big part of the movie.
Okay.
It explains a lot of, like, how Fury lost his eye. It's a solid...
Because he was staring MF-ly.
Yes.
He just had to be with the babies, okay?
It's a lot of things aren't necessarily always what it seems to be with that. It's very girl power-ish. It's good. Some fight scenes are pretty good. I enjoyed it. I'm going to go see it again. So what does that tell you?
Nothing. Because I feel like you always be giving movies. I'm like, okay, I saw what I was seeing. Like, I'm going to go see it again.
Only really now at this age, I only see like Marvel films multiple times, like pretty much anything else. And I'm not paying for it again, so somebody else is paying for it. So
got it. So that's the thing. Would you pay for it again?
I'd go to the matinee, pay for it again. The $5 matinee.
Okay.
I think you will enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
Shall see.
But then you have to see it in order for Endgame that comes out. You have to know, or you don't have to know,
where
Captain Marvel gets her powers and then how it's going to relate into Endgame. And you have to see the end credit. Or you can just go get the spoiler. Just watch it that way. Or read it.
Oh, I don't know. Right now, my main focus is on still trying to prepare myself, which is as I've been doing since December 25th for us, because I'm still not sure my nerves are good enough. I don't do crawling. I don't do the stuff, and when them people scurried on the ground, like spiders, I was like...
Oh, I'm not ready, but I'm ready. Like, there's no other choice.
I'm not ready, but I'm so ready. Lupita was looking crazy as heck in the previews. I was like, no, Lupita.
That's not my Lupita. I don't know who that
is.
Not my queen. Exactly.
Not my queen of Wakanda. No.
It's going to be good. We're going to get a whole bunch of us to go see it and see how that goes and be scared.
Yeah, I'm like, I really want to see it, but I'm like, oh, I'm scared too.
You probably will be. We'll both be.
I mean, I know I will be. I was scared in the preview. I mean, when the trailer drops.
I, like, watched that trailer, like, 3 times. I'm like,
what? The trailer came out, I was like, ew. I was like, they crawl. Nah, I don't watch it again. I was like, oh, they crawled.
They
scurried. They didn't even crawl. Like, they scurried away. Like, nah, scurrying bothers me.
So 1 week. You got 1 week. It's not coming out this week. It's coming out next week. You gonna be ready?
I have to smoke a pack of Camels or something. I feel like those gotta be the worst. I wanna go on record and say I think those gotta be the worst cigarettes around.
Cool.
Not worse as in like, oh, I like them. Worse as in like, worse for you. Because they smell like, I don't know.
I don't know. Menthols are pretty horrible.
Menthols are bad, but Camel cigarettes in general smell like... I'm like, what kind of cancer is in this one?
What kind of cancer?
It's horrible. Like,
menthols horrible. Have like a flashback, and I'm like, oh, no, menthol. No.
Menthols are nasty, but to me, they're not as pungent as Camels. And Camel keeps sending me ads in my mailbox, and I don't even smoke Camels. I don't smoke at all, actually. I never smoked anything.
You don't.
I've literally never smoked a single thing in my life, and Camel keeps sending some stuff in my mail to get $5 off a pack of Camels, and I don't need Camels. I always leave it on the little tray for somebody else to get it. I was like, maybe somebody else can get some Camels at their own risk, because...
What am I going to do with you?
I feel like Only old people smoke Vince in the Hedges. I feel like only old aunties smoke Vince in the Hedges.
Don't forget Virginia Slims.
Virginia Slims. I feel like Virginia Slims is like the aunties of Caucasia. I never really seen no black aunties smoke no Virginia Slims.
Why? The aunties of Caucasia.
The aunties of Caucasia, they smoke Virginia Slims. I feel like soulful minority aunties smoke Vince in the Hedges.
The fact that you know the names.
Because I used to work at my first job ever was at grocery store.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And I remember when people were like, yeah, I need some Vince in the Hedges. I'll be over there for hours. Like, then I had to learn the hard lesson of giving a smoker. When somebody asks you for 100, they want 100. And accidentally being like in a rush, you'd be like, oh, okay, I was like learning cigarettes. So I'm like, okay, these ones. They'd be like, I said I want 100, not shorts. They'll be going off of me. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Is there camera footage of this?
It only took me about 2 times. So I was like, oh, okay, sorry. If people want shorts, they don't want 100s. And if people want 100s, they don't want shorts at all. You could be like, we're out of shorts. You want 100s? No. I'll go somewhere else.
Exactly.
They are, and I just didn't know. I was like, oh. Sometimes I was like, oh, we're out of the Marble Reds 100s. I got the shorts. They'd be like, that like was a whole different cigarette. I was like, oh. Okay, like, just trying to help you out. Especially if they wanted shorts, and I was like, oh, we got 100s. I'm like, ain't it more cigarette? Like, what's the problem? can you get more for your butt? Like, it was so bad. I'd be like, look, we only got what we got. I'm sorry.
We have not restocked yet.
Oh, that was the worst. Stocking cigarettes?
I believe.
The worst ever. And then I was even worse at dips. People were like, I want the Copenhagen Wintergreen Fresh Mint Cinnamon. I was like, I'll get to the case and feel like my black grandma will send you to look for something. I'm like, the what? Then I have to go back. I'm like, what did you say?
Come over here.
I would. That's what I started doing. Oh, you can come over here and show me what you want. Okay, dang. We have black and mild. They'd be like, what flavors y'all got? I would. What flavor you want? I'm like the human nicotine machine. I don't know. They be like, I want the black and mild wine. I'm like,
of course you do.
Then they had grape flavor. That didn't even sound good to me. What do we carry? Grape wine and something else.
I don't know.
I don't know. It all sounded nasty. Then I had an old. Now no tea, no shade. No, nobody get offended. But people be coming smoking 305s. I feel like that was like the ashes of old cigarettes rolled up in some papers. I was like, 305s, like, just spend $20 more. It's $15 more. Get you something else.
The experts. Never smoked.
I know. That's what working them smoking. They can. And then the cartons be so expensive. I mean, the cigarettes are expensive as is. But people be buying them by the carton. I'm like, you just bought a carton last week. Dang. Slow down.
I gotta smoke my 3 packs a day.
Yeah, there'll be people that come in there, and I was like, you literally drink black coffee and smoke 43 cigarettes every morning before you start your day. I can hear it all in here. All in here, ma'am.
It's sad, but true.
I just thought it was interesting, like, you see a lot of stuff when you, like, work at the grocery store, and we see, like, how people, especially in the South, how we, our relationship with food.
Right.
Especially in the South, the relationship with food is, like, anytime something major happens, death, food. Something great, celebrate with food. We have a party with food. Any kind of thing, we you're down, or we'll make you some comfort food. Like, a real emotional tie relationship to food. So you see people come in and buy stuff, but, like, cigarettes, like, it'd be 333 degrees outside, and people be outside. I'm like, it's hot. Like, you could light that cigarette on the concrete right now, and you would stand out here in this hot sun, in this Texas heat, and light up a flame with more heat to get your fix. That is the power of nicotine.
or when it's ice cold.
One day I came out here, it was like 8 degrees. And I was like, I know good and well y'all not out here smoking. I was ready to whoop everybody. Get back in the house. It is too cold to be out here smoking in this cold with your lungs. Like, no.
Be real quick with it. Inhaling real quick.
And that's the thing, they don't. If they be like, I'm going to get this puff, like, I don't know.
Even if I freeze to death for it.
Yeah, they're like, regardless, you know, it is what it is. I'm enjoying my cigarette. Like, ain't no way.
Are you excited for trap karaoke?
Am I? And I can't wait because I know they're going to play Swag Surf and I'm ready.
I'm trying to get some people to go because I really want to go. I really want to go.
Listen, I'm ready. I'm so ready. Low key, I kind of want to perform.
You should.
I shouldn't. I really shouldn't. It's at the Howard Theater. It's going to be so packed. The last thing I need to do is be going viral. Singing trap music with all kind of bad lyrics is going to shame my family. Out of all the things I ever put on the internet, that'll be the one.
Please let there be video of that. I need the whole entire performance on that.
Ooh, that's the last thing I need.
Oh, that's the thing we need. That's what we need. It's what I need in my life.
Oh, my gosh. And then, like, okay, so you went to trap karaoke before, correct?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Because I really want to, I'm curious how it works, because trap karaoke here, last year when I went in December of 2017, and it's in Howard Theater, and we get in there, so we get in, we were there to line up, because I was like, I don't want to be there late, because you don't get seat assignments, so I was there, right. I just want to find a good seat, so there's like the balcony area, and then there was the part downstairs. So the part downstairs, because it was cold, I guess they had the heat on, but it was like a patch of hail right on the bottom part. And I was like, oh, thank God, we don't need to be here. So we got seats in a standing room only. So we got seats in the balcony, right in the middle, so I could see the stage, everything. So I'm like, perfect, because everybody's taller than me. Nobody will be taller than me here. I can see everything. Like, it's great. And all of a sudden, I was like, I felt like Harley, like my nose was wiggling. I was like, I swear I smell like grease or something. Somebody was in there serving fried fish plates, mac and cheese, baked mac and cheese. They had fried fish. I don't know if they had fried chicken, mac and cheese. They may have had greens. So then when we got up in the line and the lady was like, what do you want? Well, everything I've been having out here is not true Southern food. It's gentrified Southern food. So I was like, I asked very politely. I was like, what the bag of cheese like? Somebody auntie with the arm made it. She was like, here, you want to try some? She gave me like a whole serving size to test for free. And I tasted it was so good. So I was like, I'll buy some. But I really didn't want no more because she gave me a whole serving size right there. But I wanted it because I was like, oh, yes, ma'am, I like it. I'll buy it. It's thanks. It's good. But it was like way too much mac and cheese. But it was good. But they had the fried fish plate. Anytime you go somewhere and they got the fried fish plate, like you at the family reunion, you already know.
It's going to be bomb.
Fire. You know it's going to be a good time.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, it's come to that time. End of the show. You have any parting words, ma'am?
Hold on. Are we done with question of the day?
Oh, we haven't done that in a while. We'll bring that back eventually. I don't have a question.
Okay. I just thought about that. I was like, oh, did we cancel that?
We'll bring it back. I just said I'm prepared. Okay. We'll do that next week.
Who are you voting for in the 2020 election?
When we get it figured out. I don't know yet.
Listen, anybody.
Anybody's better than what we got now.
Anybody.
This is true. But I
walk and run and be like, la 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 la. I'm like, vote.
Anybody but Agent Orange. Got it. And no Bernie.
Anybody. somebody. Please.
Any parting words, your usual?
Hold on, I do have a quick question, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Joe really will run? Because he teased about that.
He's too old. I mean, but if he does run, I'd vote for him.
But no, but I mean, do you think, I do agree Joe is old. Do you think that he will even run? Because he like teased it, but I was like, I don't really think he's going to run. But then people are like, oh, he might. But I'm like, he did tease it, but I don't know. I don't know that I think he would really run.
This is my new conspiracy theory that I just came up with. Maybe the reason why he's delaying and saying something is that him and Beto are going to run together. Because he's delaying and saying anything about it, too. So, they're going to run together.
I really love Joe. He is older.
Yes.
And I saw what presidency did to Barack. Barack still looked good. But presidency aged him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that Joe got that kind of leniency on him. To get aged like that. Already in his 70s.
True.
Well,
it's got to be better than what we got, so I'm voting for anyone else.
I feel like I didn't follow enough around Beto because he wasn't one of my options.
Right.
But then I thought afterwards people were like, oh, Beto wasn't all what we thought he was because I can't remember what it was. I have to look it up. But mm-hmm. Again, it is down to...
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Listen, Cookie Monster could run. It'd be like, all I serve is cookies every time somebody visits the White House, and I'll be like,
yes.
Hey.
Oh. I gotta go watch this Miss Maisel.
Please do.
Oh, what's it called? The dating show?
Dating Around.
Dating Around. All right, so... All right.
You, Ed, and Eddie can watch it.
You got jokes, eh?
I'm telling you, it'll be good. It's just so funny.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it. As soon as we finish up. And
okay.
I post this stuff. Post the, go through this and make sure everything is right. I will start watching.
Okay, I'll be waiting
for my tag. Alright, what's your final word? What's your saying, boss? My favorite part.
You gotta live your life, keep it real and true, though.
Yes.
Always. All day, every day. And I don't just tell y'all that, I live by it. Literally.
That's my favorite part of the show, is when you real and true. I don't know why. All I got is love one another. Damn it, you're not gonna sing it yet. Oh, she gonna sing it one day, y'all.
It's not vacation Bible school season.
It doesn't matter. You're supposed to sing the song.
I got to do it during vacation Bible school season.
When does that start?
In June.
Oh, shit.
That's what black churches have vacation Bible school. June through July.
Can't wait that long. I need to hear it. All right, guys.
Buddy, now I've got my vocal cords ready.
Oh, Lord. You best start practicing because I'm gonna hear it every day.
I know. I should have been running the last 2 weeks, running and singing like Matthew Knowles had Beyonce doing so I could be on track and not get out of breath because last time somebody was getting, she was like, she started out and everybody was so hyped for her. And at the end, she was like breathing hard in the mic. I was like, oh, no, sis. Calm down. She was doing a lot of running across the bed. Calm down. You gotta be one or the other. It's okay.
My face hurts from laughing today. Y'all have a good evening and a good night. Be well, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.